Friday, baby. We have made it back.
We sure have.
It is. Yeah, I haven't been doing episode numbers, but I have been keeping up with them. This is episode 207.
Okay.
Can you believe it? We have done this 207 times in a row. Yep. It's hard to believe, ain't it?
Hard to believe.
We have put out some of the most useless information. I mean, for the most part, but it's okay.
It's okay.
We are consistent at it.
It's our lives.
And that's what counts.
I don't care. I really don't care if nobody else finds it useful.
I know. It's fun for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just crossed my mind. I wonder if people would be happier if they just did things for themselves and quit worrying about trying to do things to make other people happy.
Isn't that truth?
Dang, that is deep. Mm. So, hey, how was work?
Work was good. I had a really good week.
Well, that is fantastic.
Short as it was, but I had a good week.
Yeah.
I only worked 2.5 days.
Oh, okay. That's right. You had some time off because of a procedure that had to be rescheduled or something, whatever.
I had to take Daddy for his follow-up appointment with his doctor.
Yeah, we're still chauffeuring.
Yeah, we're still chauffeuring. We are technically termed the drivers.
Yeah, well.
So.
Uh-huh.
Daddy's doing good.
There's an Uber fee for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get one and sometimes I don't.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So anything else? Anything exciting?
Well, I mean, this week at work was good. Story time was good, but, well, I only had three, I think, for story time, three kiddos. Then on Wednesday, which was a rainy morning, but I knew some of the families weren't going to be there because they had prior stuff going on, but I didn't have anybody.
Oh, wow.
So what I was going to do this Wednesday, I'm moving it to this Wednesday.
There you go. Yeah.
So,
sometimes that happens when you're, you know, because you don't know who's coming.
Yeah, so. And well, they the ones that knew told me beforehand, you know.
Yeah.
They had, you know, Mama was working that day, one of the families. The other one, she had.
Well, your programs are volunteer programs.
Yeah.
They're not mandatory.
They're not mandatory for them to come. I mean, you know, they got their own lives.
Right.
But they're really good about, you know, well, we won't be here, you know. I expected some others, but, you know. We're going in, our schools are on spring break now here.
Right.
So, which I don't know that would affect the homeschool kids, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know.
Okay.
No big deal. I just take what I was going to do then, and I'm going to move it to this week.
There you go.
We're still going to, you know, learn about gardening. It's just we didn't do it this week. We'll do it next week, this coming week.
Okay. Yep. Well, my work was fine. Not a whole lot going on other than people are trying to get their taxes done. So when you listen to this, by the time this comes out, if you ain't got your taxes done, you in trouble. Or you're almost in trouble. You got a few days. You need to get your mess done. But if you hadn't taken your stuff to your tax person yet, then yeah, you're in trouble. Because we're already extending people. We're not putting up with the junk with people just showing up late and expecting their stuff to be done tomorrow. No. It ain't happening.
I don't understand why people drag their feet.
I understand. Well, there are some times where it's not their fault. I had a lady come in the other day. She told me, she said, I thought the law was that you had to have your W-2s by the end of January. And she says, I just got mine yesterday. And this was a couple of days ago.
Oh.
And I said, well, yeah, that's a problem. She said, see, that's pushed me back. And now I've got to hurry up and get my stuff done. But she says, I don't know how to report that. Because that's wrong.
Yeah.
I said, well, yeah, you're right. But I don't know how to report it either.
No.
So.
I guess you could ask one of your VPs.
I guess somebody could figure it out. But,
yeah.
I mean, she's got it. And
she's got it. So.
We'll get it done. They were expecting that, but they were waiting on that one thing. So they couldn't start. But either way, it's fine. She got going.
That's
but, yeah.
Because whomever she works for did their taxes late or something.
Probably so. Yeah. And they're not. Apparently, they don't know how to run their business. It was probably, I don't remember who she worked for, but I would imagine it was a small business. So, yeah.
Well,
Who knows? Who knows how people. But either way, it's tax time. It's time to get your mess done.
Get her done.
Yes. So, it's, our guys seem to be doing very well this year. We don't seem to be as much. As of when I'm recording today, there's not as much stress, it doesn't seem like. I don't hear as much yelling across the rooms. You know,
they normally yell.
Well, it was a few years ago what we did the recording of the things you hear. You can go back about 2 years ago, I think it was, and you can around March and April, and you could listen to. I think I titled the podcast "The Things You Hear in the Office" or something. And it was, you know, you'd be just doing your work, and all of a sudden, out of one of the offices, you'll hear, you know, somebody go, "Really? Really? Now you want to do this?" Or, "Oh my God, why can't this stuff work?" Something went wrong, computer glitch, or they, you know, one of them, they hit the key and just deleted, you know, 30 minutes of work they just did.
Weren't Larry, was it?
No. On my side, he's on the other end of the building, so I can't.
It's Larry.
I can't hear him. But when I see him in the hallway, and I'll say, "How you doing?" and he goes, like that, I just leave him alone. It's like, you know, don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the old grizzly bear. No,
just leave him alone. But yesterday we were passing in the hall, and he's like, "What are you walking the halls for?" I said, "Well, I ain't got nothing else to do."
You didn't show him your hall pass?
I didn't have it with me. I said, "I ain't got nothing else to do." He said, "Well, I can find you something to do."
He can find you something to do.
And I didn't have anything to do. I was just walking around.
You should have said, "I'm going to the bathroom."
Yeah. Yeah. That would work for a little while. That might work the first two times.
Say, "Man, you got issues."
Me and my wife are doing this new diet called Clean Out. Yeah. Oh, but work's good. Work's been fine. Everybody's doing well. We're moving right along. So how about reading, baby? What you been reading this week?
Well, I've been reading. I have read two books by Sharon Saylor, Last Rites and Heartbeat. They're book 2 and 3 in a series.
Of course. Okay.
She did Kentucky something series. Then books 4 and 5 are coming out
in the future,
in the summer.
Okay.
So I've already noted them because I want to read them too. It's about brothers, this set of brothers. And then I've read Gone Missing by Linda Castillo, and that is, I read book 4 in that series.
Okay.
Kate Burkholder. It's an Amish mystery. But that was book 4. So, I've been busy reading. I'm now reading another book, but I won't mention the title of it because I'm just getting into it good.
Okay, you're just starting it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got through three books. One I'm almost finished with. I'll finish it probably today or tomorrow. But I'm at the end.
I normally got through three books.
I normally don't listen to a book on the weekend, but I'm going to try to finish this one.
Okay.
Just to get it done. But I started off the week with a book by Colleen Cambridge called Mastering the Art of French Murder.
Random killing somebody?
Yeah.
Better not be me.
No, it was just another one of those little cozy murder things, whatever. But it's called Mastering the Art of French Murder.
Okay.
It was pretty good. And then I switched gears and went to, I guess it's about the man's life. It's about him. His name is Eddie Jaku. He was a Jew during the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And he's a Holocaust survivor.
Okay.
He lived to be over 100 years old.
Ooh.
And he wrote a book about his experiences.
Okay.
So it's not laid out like a story, but basically it's him as if you, actually it seems to me like it was, they sat down in front of him. This is what it kind of, I was picturing this in my mind, that he's sitting in front of somebody and he's telling them these stories. And he's just walking through, this is what we did, this is what happened. Because they don't necessarily tie into, you know, some great thing.
Yeah.
You know, like he's leading to something at the end, but he just tells, this is, you know, this is how they captured, you know, this is what they got. Yeah. And this is how I got away.
He's telling you his life story.
He's basically just telling you his life story. He's just walking you through, mm-hmm. From the beginning to the end, and how he escaped and multiple times. And it was really funny. There's a place in there where he got away.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the one on the train. He snuck off the train by getting under the train, and it went by. And when he's laying on the tracks, and the train's going by under over him, and when it finally got done, this might not be the exact same one, but either way, he got into the woods and he went to somebody's. He found his house, and the person pulled a gun on him and started shooting at him as he was running away. Well, he found out that he has no coat for the cold weather. He has no food. He has nowhere to go. And he thought, man, he says, I'm not going to make it out here. I'm going to starve to death and I'm going to freeze. So he snuck back into the camp where he had just gotten out of. So he escaped a few times. And that's one of the times that he actually went back, because it was safer to be there than it was out.
Yeah.
Because not everybody was friendly.
Yeah.
You know, but it was really interesting to hear his story. It was sad.
Yeah.
That human being,
still alive now,
that human
no?
beings treat other human beings that way. I don't know. I didn't look and see what year the book was published, but when he did the book, he was 100 years old.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. But the name of the book is called The Happiest Man on Earth.
Okay.
And him telling the story, he threw in little tidbits here and there about, you know, like when he finally got back to see, you know, there was a time where he was being taken away, but he had a few minutes to spend with his mom and his dad. So he got like 5 minutes with them.
Why weren't they taken away?
They were taken to the gas chambers. But they didn't know that's where they were being separated. So he got like 5 minutes to spend with them. And so at the end of that, the end of that little section, he'll say, go find your family, go find your loved ones and give them a hug. Because you never know when it's the last one.
Mm.
You know, because he found out later that they had gone to the gas chambers. Well, it was pointed out to him by a guard, by one of the guards. Mm-hmm. He says, you see all that smoke over there? That's where your mom and dad's at. I mean, they were cruel, you know. Mm. So stuff like that. But it was good to hear it from him. It's not some made up story. This is coming from this person. This is their experience. Yeah. So, but it's called The Happiest Man on Earth by Eddie Jaku, Jaku. And then I'm finishing up this book called Dead in Dublin by Katie Murphy. I think she's Irish, or at least the story's Irish.
Mm-hmm. Dublin is in Ireland.
Yeah, so it's set in that area. But it's pretty good. I'm getting close to the end. Find out who did it. I don't know yet. So I don't think it's the person they arrested, but we'll find out. It's never the person they arrested. You know that? Most of the time, they arrest somebody, and most of the time, it's not that person. It's always somebody else. So I don't think it's this person. Mm. I'd be surprised. Either way, we'll find out. So that's the books I got through. So, yep. And, of course, I got through all my podcasts and stuff like that. So it was good. Had a good week. It's been a nice week. Lots of listening to things. So, anything else? You got anything else?
No, I can't think of nothing.
Yeah. The guy, the story, the Happiest Man on Earth book, it was I enjoyed listening to that, even though it's hard to listen to stuff like that. I don't like other people getting hurt and bullied and all that. But it was interesting to see. It's kind of reminded me of the story of the ladies. They made a movie out of that about the ladies that were in the camps. I can't think of her name. Her and her sister.
I can't remember.
So it was a story told by them, from their perspective, from their story. But this guy, he lived. He made it through. He survived. And he talked about he was a mechanical engineer.
Mm.
And so when they needed things to be like fixed or worked on, mm-hmm. He was always in the right place. And it kept him from getting into a lot of trouble. Mm. Because they put him in positions to do things.
Yeah.
So,
and they knew he could do certain things, so they kept him alive for that.
They did. That it did help him a few times where, you know, he said, if I was not under the commission of so-and-so doing this work, they would have beat me to death, you know?
Yeah.
But they couldn't do that because I was valuable.
Yeah.
So even though the Nazis treated them as they were nothing, they knew they were smart.
Yeah.
And took advantage of that. So, but it was a good story. I don't know if he's still alive. I guess we can look him up, but I don't know. I don't know when the book was put out.
Okay.
So, don't have anything else really.
I don't either.
I think we're gonna go find something to do.
Yeah.
We kind of have a off day today. There's not anything planned.
Nope, not a thing planned.
And it's Easter weekend.
Yeah, just shooting from the hip.
What is shooting from the hip?
I had a lazy day yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I was off and John had to work. Our daughter works. I had the house to myself and I just vegged out. I'm not going to lie. But I did. I have to tell them. I don't know. Last week or so it come up. I don't know. We're talking about old shows that used to come on.
Yeah. Yeah. We were having conversation about old TV shows.
Old TV shows and stuff that his mama used to love to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm trying to remember from my mom. I think she watched it too, but I'm not going to swear to it. But they used to come on Friday nights. It was the nighttime soap operas. There was Dallas,
yep.
Falcon's Crest, Knott's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so we have some streaming networks, and I found Dallas.
Yeah.
The classic and the new Dallas that they had redone with the boys. With the young men,
yeah,
JR and Bobby's sons. So I started watching the classic. I couldn't find season one on the classic the classic Dallas,
yeah.
The original Dallas, anywhere.
I think it started from this. I think it started from when I was listening to Today in History. I told you about one of the days in history that came up that particular day was the day that JR was shot.
Yeah.
And, that was a big thing across the world.
Yeah, everybody wanted to know who shot JR.
Yeah, and the network that had the show,
yeah,
they hid it.
Yeah.
And so what they did is they had all the actors to go up with the pistol, and they did the scene of them shooting.
Yeah.
And so everybody did the shooting. They even did a shot where JR shot himself. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they all did this scene where everybody, that way nobody really knew
who shot him.
And they used it as a, like, could so and so do it? And then they showed that scene.
Yeah.
Could have so and so done it? And they did this scene. And so they really hid it. It was like a mystery. They hid the truth of who actually did it.
Yeah, they drug that out.
They drug it out, and it was like the biggest thing in the world. Everybody wanted to know. It was a huge, huge thing.
But the way season one, the first, you know, starts off is, you know, I read the thing, but I couldn't find it anywhere because I wanted to watch season one.
Yeah.
But Bobby brings Pamela Barnes home as his wife.
Yeah.
Cliff Barnes' daughter. So I didn't see that from the beginning. So I had, you know, I started watching season two, and then I thought, once I got the new.
See, my mom, and I mentioned this last night or the other day. All right, see, I wasn't into the soap opera things,
yeah.
But I watched that with my mom because that's what was on TV. The TV was on, and that was what was on. There was nothing else on.
Yeah.
And I watched it because it had some of the best-looking girls.
So he come home. I literally spent my day watching Dallas. I watched the new Dallas with JR and Bobby's sons.
Yeah.
John Ross and Christopher.
Yeah.
So I was watching that, and I spent my day watching that. I went from watching the classic. I was like,
to the more to the updated newer show.
Updated newer show. And of course there's JR in there, and he's still mean.
Yeah.
As a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Bobby, you know.
Well.
And Sue Ellen's still there, but you know, Jock and Miss Ellie have passed on, and but it's like, you know, it's the young bloods now,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're still feuding and fighting.
Still doing the same thing. And we were talking about this. Bridget said something like, she said, Mama's still watching that show. She said, I'm going to my room. I said, that's okay. I'm in my room too. I came back here and watched Rambo. So.
Well, I stopped it at one point and come back and said, come in here and watch you something. You said, I'm busy doing something right now.
I was doing something.
So I went back in there and turned it back on.
So I was watching, I watched Rambo and, And Bridget said, what was it? She said, Mom's going to watch that thing all night. I said, she'll sit right there. I said, she'll just watch everyone because it'll go on and on and on and on.
They only did two seasons. I think it was two seasons of the new one.
I said, it's the same thing. You know what took its place from Dallas? You know what took its place? It's that new show out there that everybody's having a fit about.
Yellowstone.
It's the same thing.
Well,
guy's protecting his property and his stuff, and I'm the tough guy, and I'll kill you and do. It's the same stuff.
But they only family. Did. I think it was two seasons of of the new one, and when the way the last season went off was, and I was like, it made me so mad. I didn't finish it last night, but I had seen it before.
I'm sure.
But Christopher's car blew up, and it was like.
But nobody knew who if he was in it or not.
No, and then. They didn't do the next season, so you're like,
well, that's how they ended. That's how they ended. Was it season 3 or the beginning of season 4? I think it was the end of 3.
I don't know.
Who shot JR, and then you had to wait for the next season.
Oh, yeah. Drive you crazy.
Yeah. And then they didn't even reveal who did it to like 4 or 5 episodes into the season. Yeah.
But then it was like, I'm like, why did this end this way? I want to know if it got,
You know what? That's the other thing that we were talking about was that, and the history thing was, is that Dallas, the original Dallas, was one of the first shows that actually had a storyline that carried on to the next thing. Most shows during that time were standalone shows.
Yeah.
You could play the whole show by itself.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. Okay, so that's the whole...
That's a show about nothing.
Well, that's the thing, is that Seinfeld was a show about nothing, and they were never tied together.
No.
Okay? So every show was a standalone show of nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's how TV shows were. I mean, you did, you know, the police shows. Within 30 minutes or 45 minutes, the whole thing's over. Well, when Dallas came out, it created this storyline that carried through the whole season.
Yeah.
And now all the shows, CSI, CSI, whatever you want to put behind it, all the police shows, all the stuff, they have the one show that ends at the end of the night, but there's always that secondary story that's carrying through.
Yeah.
There's the bad guy that they've been chasing all season.
Yeah.
You know, Dallas started that. That was one of the first shows to put that
on. And
even
with the newer Dallas, the storyline just, you know...
Well, now, because of streaming and all that, they'll take a hour and a half movie and they'll turn it into a 15-episode season. And so now they drag it out.
Yeah.
They carry the story so far that it's boring and it's terrible.
Yeah.
That's why I can't stand to watch some of these shows because they're just, it's the same. They're just dragging it out. You could have put that in a 1.5-hour movie and been done. The whole season and been done with it. But they don't make money that way. They make more money because they want you to pay for streaming. So, yeah. How'd we get on that?
I don't know.
that's our rant. Well, but that's just how it works.
Yeah.
Now it's all drug out and the storylines are dragging. And so when I'm listening to a book, I get that same feeling from some of the books I listen to. Oh my gosh. Why do you have to keep going back to this thing? This means nothing in the story.
Yeah.
And you're dragging the book out. And so I'll fast forward to the next thing. You know? And I have had books where there's like one character or two characters in the book, and what they're doing has nothing to do with the story. Mm. Nothing. And so when you have the chapters... I could skip because it'll say, you know, like Bob or Mary or whatever. Well, I skip those people because I get tired of hearing what they do means nothing in the story. It doesn't add anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's like they're just kind of over here. I don't know why writers put that kind of stuff in. Mm-hmm. We got to get out of here. We can sit here and rant about TV crap all day long. So... And see, I just come back here and I put on Rambo. I found Rambo First Blood. Now, there's a movie. Sylvester Stallone.
Yep.
In his younger days. So, all right. We're going to get out of here. I've been John.
I'm Donna.
And we'll talk with you later. Bye-bye.